Now for some more news items. If you are of a literary bent, you'll be interested to know that two local authors are in the running for the prestigious Costa Book Award. Then on the air, Rob Chandler's popular Radio Norwich show is in danger of being axed, whilst the BBC's Children in Need appeal continues to go strongly, and we hear of a Pudsey Bear paddle at Whittlingham Lake. Two Norfolk-based authors have been shortlisted in the novel category of this year's Costa Book Awards. Rose Tremaine, who previously won the Whitbread Novel Award, has been shortlisted for The Gustav Sonata, which judges described as a deft, delicate and vivid book in three movements, pitch perfect and humane. Sarah Perry, who lives in Norwich and previously won the 2014 East Anglian Book of the Year Award, has been shortlisted for The Essex Serpent. Judges said, "This is the best kind of historical fiction, brimming with ideas and energy." The winner will be announced at a ceremony in January.
One of the region's most well-known radio hosts could be at risk of losing his job as part of a restructuring exercise. Radio Norwich's Rob Chandler is said to be one of 15 members of staff going through consultations with operators Anglian Radio. He has been at the station's breakfast show presenter since leaving a similar role at Heart Radio in 2013. Jonathan Hemmings, Director of Broadcasting, refused to say whether Mr. Chandler was being made redundant when asked. "It may well be one or two roles change," he said. "He's in consultation and hasn't been made redundant, but I can't go beyond that." The consultations are taking place with staff across all of the company's stations, including North Norfolk Radio and The Beach.
Children and adults across the city came together to make Children in Need 2016 the best yet. Despite the water being only 7 degrees, staff from Norwich City Council, Broadland District Council and Lokey House Children's Services took part in the 10th annual Padsey Paddle at Whittlingham Outdoor Education Centre. Broadland District Council came out on top with one of their teams, Nightmare on Helm Street, lifting the trophy, while Domino's, another team from Broadland, won the prize for the best fancy dress. Children at West Earlham Infant and Junior School raised £250 from a day of activities which involved pupils and staff coming in fancy dress, a cake sale, as well as youngsters taking turns on an inflatable assault course.
The head teacher of a Norwich school has today told of his delight after having received glowing praise following an Ofsted inspection. The City of Norwich School, which has become an Ormiston Academy in the past couple of years, announced that after a visit by inspectors last month, they received an overall grading of good, with outstanding judgments in leadership and management and personal development, behaviour and welfare. The Academy stated its sixth form was also graded good. The report represents a major step forward for the Academy, which was last inspected in 2013, when it was rated as requires improvement.
Norwich children are being given a bright and protective new look thanks to Dingles Motor Group and Arden Grove Infant and Nursery School. A road safety partnership has been set up by the school and the business to highlight the importance of pupils' road safety when walking to school in the dark winter months. The children at Arlen Grove, aged between 2 and 7, are taking part in a variety of school activities and lessons to highlight the dangers of walking in the dark. And Dingles have provided the children with a high-visibility waistcoat to wear when out and about. The school takes great pride in always wanting to keep the children safe. The high-visibility jackets will go a long way to doing this, and we also take pride in working with local companies, and we thank Dingles Motor Group for working with the school and for being so generous.
Now for our first feature. Rachel Murray of the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds is our guide to one of nature's great aerial spectacles, A Murmuration of Starlings. The article is read by Peter Walsh.